Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex, so don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I am healed, whole and healthy. I relapse in visual life. I am healed, whole and healthy. I am well, I am well. I am healed, whole and healthy. I relapse in visual life. I am healed. I am healed, whole, and healthy. I accept and I receive. I am healed, whole, and healthy. I am well.
I am well.
I am well. I am healed, whole, and healthy. Angels are watching over me.
I am well.
Heal. 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 Heal.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Indeed, oh, let me live in a holy, holy way. Oh, let me be in alignment with a timely, 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 timely. Yes, you get a double dose of music because it's just the way it's supposed to happen today. Even if I had different plans. Yes, indeed, life is good. It's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're tuned in, not just to the radio show. You're tuned in to yourself. Now we're going to support you to tap in so you can get turned on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. We're grateful to have you here. Share this wonderful, sacred moment with us. And we're coming together collectively to create a powerful healing for each and every one of us. Thank you all. And we started the show off with Carly Jackson with that wonderful affirmation, musical, spoken word, inspiration. Yeah, I like that, inspiration. There it is. I got to it. I am. I am wonderful. I am free. I am whole. I am the delight of God. And Karen Drucker came in and said, wait a minute, wait a minute. What do you mean you're sick? You are healed. You are whole. You are healthy. Yes, indeed, Karen Drucker. I am healed, whole, and healthy. To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is KarenDrucker.com. Simple. Karen Drucker. It's like a truck, trucker, but a D. Oh, you're confused now, isn't it? Okay. That's how my mind works. It just helps me to spell. So it's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-N, I think. I think I spelled that right. I wasn't looking at the letters when I was spelling. I was just spelling from memory. Oh, well, you know what it is. Or if you need to know, email me. And then, you know, we had a dose of Agape Choir with Ricky Byers Beckwith to find out more about what Agape Choir are doing and what Michael Bernard Beckwith is doing and all the wonderful what they're doing. Their website address is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And Ricky's website is weletitbe.com. We let it be. We let it be. We don't interrupt. We don't mess with the flow of divine energy. We surrender. We let go of emotions. Weletitbe.com. You get it? Okay, so now, yes, yes, yes. I love it when, you know, I'm out of control, meaning everything is just different. So I have to surrender. I have to surrender. But you know, I got Carol here. Carol got me. She got me. She's sending wonderful energy right now. So I feel aligned. I feel complete. I feel ready. I feel love. What else could a man ask for? I'm grounded. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Every now and then. Well, more like now. But every now and then, we stay a little bit longer, but we usually wrap up with the guest around 1:15, 1:20, 1:30, somewhere around there. But yes, the shows are archived. You can come back and listen again, download it, and but even if you get to you, still listen to it because I find that, well, it's different for me as a host because I don't even know what's coming out my mouth when I'm hosting. Nope. I just allow myself to be a channel. And then when I listen to it all over again, it's like, oh, my God. But for you, you hear something you didn't hear before. Well, maybe I will hear something I didn't hear before. Okay, let's get to it. What else do I need to tell you? Yes, I am your host, Life Coach Ade. And we're taking your questions and comments right now. If you go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. For those of you who don't do Facebook, so of course, if I say fan page, that means it's on, what is it? Okay, too much thought. I just had a thought jam. So much thoughts coming at once. Okay, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. It's on Facebook. Everybody slow down. And so you can post your questions there. Those of you who can't call in, and we'll try our best to get to it. Those of you can call in, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press one on your keypad, and we will get to you. And for those of you who don't use Facebook or because your work blocks Facebook, guess what? You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Shh, don't say too loud. We don't want your supervisor to know. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. And under there's an Ask Life Coach Ade tab. Click on that, and you can send in your questions. It's a lot better when you call in because then Carol can tap into your energy, your vibration, and be able to bring it to you. But, you know, not only that, she's so expansive that she can tap into you even if you're not on the phone. But it's a lot better to call it. And 1 o'clock, we usually have Celestial Moment, but we won't have Celestial Moment this day because Celeste Morgan is busy doing something else. So let's see, we're ready. Is everybody ready? Okay, let's see. I'm kind of ready. I feel like I got tossed on stage while I'm still learning my lines. But I didn't tell you that, okay? So you won't even know if I'm making it up, okay? You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And if you're listening for the first time, oh, this is the house of love. This is where we let our hair down, cut our locks, and just be free. And we're not interested in being perfect. Well, sometimes we are. Where I am. Let me read a little bit about Carol Lightberger, who is a medical intuitive, the author of Healing Happens With Your Help. If you're going to a doctor for healing, well, that's not going to happen. You get cured, but you got to participate. So here we go. Let's go here. Ah, so much is going on. I'm so grateful for all the help that is happening behind the scenes. Aisha, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Now, let me pull this up. And my non-physical producers in the studio are taking a break today, so I have to do everything by myself. Carol Lightberger is a radio host, author, and innovative leader in the fields of personality behavioral psychology and behavioral medicine, with more than 28 years of experience as an international renowned medical intuitive. Carol's expertise is in helping people understand how personality, emotional, psychological, and spiritual energy can lie at the root cause of illness, disease, and life crises. As the result of a near-death experience in 1981, she is literally able to see the human energy system, the aura, to identify energy, congestion, protrusions, depletions, and blockages that are affecting the body's ability to function properly and sustain good health. Using this skill, she is able to offer a comprehensive picture of why we become ill and offer insight into what is needed to heal. She's also, her and her husband, let me read this part, because you need to know this. Recognizing the desire to learn how to heal oneself and the deep yearning for spiritual enlightenment, Carol co-founded with her husband, Bruce Reitberger, the Reitberger Institute of Esoteric Studies in 1999. That's a long time ago. That was back in the day. You know, time is moving so fast now. There's so much more about her that I can read. I know people are waiting online. I've got questions. I'm ready to dance with Carol. My legs are already moving. And for those of you who are listening, call your friends. Tell your friends by sharing the show on Facebook. What do you need to do? Tweet the show, text it, and tell people you got to listen, even if they don't call in, because if one person calls in, it's for all of us. Why? Because we are one. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Carol Lightberger. Ah, thank you, people, for being so excited. Yeah. Hello, Carol. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here, this divine time, and that, you know, all that was happening or meant to happen was really designed. I didn't get the memo.
That happens a lot in the reality of life, doesn't it?
That's right. Maybe I just need to tune in so I can find out what the word is.
I don't know. No, I'm intuitive, and I still don't get the memo, so there you go.
Okay, I feel better now. I can release and let go and trust the process of life. We've got people waiting in line for questions, but before we do that, I got some questions for you. I want to talk about this thing with today's topic, Healing Happens. And in your book, you have a book called Healing Happens With Your Help. But before we get into that, I want to ask you this question from your perspective, from your point of view. I did read a little bit about you. Who are you? Who is Carol Lightberger?
Well, my goodness. Let's see. There's two sides of me, like most of us. There's a side of me that deals with reality and that really started this whole journey of who I am in the corporate world, working in the world of helping people understand themselves and their personality. And then, as you mentioned, in 1981 I died. And then that intuitive part of me that I used to call gut instinct and hunches, that part that would read that, all of a sudden I died. And when I came back, I could literally see that energy field around anything that has atoms and molecules and motions. Didn't even know what an aura was, didn't know how to spell it. And that's the path that really has taken me into the medical intuition. And so there's the part of me that's a very grounded scientist that's very steeped in the research around behavioral medicine and behavioral sciences. And then there's the other part of me that walks around like a human thermography or x-ray machine that sees auras. So it's always a balancing act. It's like, who do I want to be at any moment?
Well, you can put all the people at TSA out of business.
Exactly. I'm a lot of fun to take it. I'm a lot of fun to take anywhere.
Yeah. You must be, because you just tell people, oh, no, they're fine. They're good. Keep going. You can speed things up. Keep going.
It's a perfect time for us to just mention that, since we've got listeners on the line, to probably give this disclaimer, is that the reality of it is, yes, I do see auras all the time, but after doing this as long as I have, I really come to respect that deep, deep psyche and psychic part of us. And so when I'm on an airplane, I'm not going in and going, oh, you really shouldn't eat that hamburger, or you shouldn't do that. So I really, for all of the listeners, I can only come into someone's space to really be able to answer their questions when I'm invited into it.
I hear that. You don't go in without invitation. I understand.
No.
Integrity, spiritual integrity.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you about an accident, but right now, because I know you're starting a little bit late and people are waiting in line, I'm just saying, people are like, yeah. I got questions. Don't worry about that. But what I want us to do first is share some information with listeners, how, even if we don't get to all the calls or the ones we get to, but people to start tapping into that healing power within themselves. But before I do that, I want to ask you, when you woke back up, when you resurrected, when you came back to their side, how did that process happen when you started to see people's aura? Did it something that you decided to study, or it just happened?
Well, it just happened. I was declared medically dead for a little over 3 minutes, and the reality of it is that at that point in time, usually someone shouldn't come back. If they do, they usually come back in an altered state, sometimes as far as not being able to deal with reality. But my sight was literally altered. The best I can say physically is that it changed the way that my eyes let light in. So I came back, and I was literally blind when I first came back, and then my sight looked like there was this halo or this aura around people. So it was people, plants, and animals, so that was really fun. But then what I did is I started really not knowing what it was. I just started asking people, and, you know, sometimes it was inappropriate when I'd ask people at the grocery store, because I'd say, oh, well, you've got beautiful colors around you, and they would go to another aisle. And then I started seeing, being in the field of psychology, I started seeing psychologists, and that's really what one psychologist said. I think, Carol, you're seeing the aura, and this is what it is, and here's where you can start learning about it. And it really has been an ongoing journey of self-development, honing the skill, learning to language it in a way that is of value to people. So it's really been a very progressive process, and still to this day, even, 28, 30 years, actually, after it, I'm still progressing.
So before we take calls again, and what we're going to do is I've got some questions, and then we'll go to the listeners and then come back, because I have different things I want to ask you. But
okay.
I want to ask you this. Why does the body get ill, especially if health is a healing and health is our birthright, it is our true nature? Why do we get ill? What's the cause of it?
Well, reality is as you said, the human body is absolutely exquisitely designed. I mean, we can do a lot to that body, and it has so many different self-repair systems within it. So it's constantly in that mode of repairing and detoxing, all the things that can help it sustain itself. The thing that I found that is the real core from a physical standpoint that breaks the body down is stress. And it's not the stress when we just get those momentary points in our life where there's stress, but it's that continual, perpetual, ongoing stress that really wears the physical functioning of the body down. And then the psychological part of it is that it really isn't emotions that make us sick, and it really isn't whether emotions are positive or negative, but what I found as a medical intuitive, it's the attitudes that we create around our emotions. For example, a negative attitude as well as chronic stress breaks the body down from a chemical standpoint to the point where, again, the body isn't able to really heal itself. So I think there's two common denominators. One is stress, and the second one is how that stress impacts our attitudes, and attitudes really are what make us ill in the long haul.
So attitude plays an important role.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when your attitudes go south or go pessimist from negativity and pessimism, then what happens is that you stay in that state of low-grade stress, and it's like a insidious cycle where it just keeps feeding off of each other. And then our outlook on life becomes sour, and all we see is negativity. Well, the human body is designed for negativity, but it's more designed for the positiveness of looking at things and saying, okay, what can I change? What can I do? How can I transcend and be better?
So the human body is designed to bring healing to itself, to support as a defense mechanism or healing mechanism. Yeah, I like healing better than defense mechanism. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it does it whether we, you know, are aware of it or not. That's the exquisite part about the mind-body connection, is that the mind is a very social organ. It likes to have interaction with people and nature, and it's constantly in the stage of repairing itself and psychologically moving a lot of our old habits that were formed in childhood. It puts them into the deep, dark archives in our memory, and then the human body is always trying to fix itself. It's just a, again, it just absolutely amazes me when all we do to our bodies, it still keeps on going.
It unconditionally loves us. Like, okay, you have a choice.
You know, all
what
we
I
have to do is just, we just have to say to the body, I love you, body. I know that sounds strange, but really that's the truth, because it's designed for that constant perfection of keeping the soul of who we are into a place and into a physical reality that the soul's healthy, the mind's healthy, and the body's healthy.
So it's as simple as telling our body, I love you, and really focusing on that energy to allow the essence of who we are to do what it needs to do. One question is, I feel a lot of pull from the listeners, the gift of being able to turn into energy. But anyway, soul and illness, the soul. You know, what's the soul's role in illness and disease? Does the soul has any, the soul just say, okay, well, the body's ill, there's nothing I can do this lifetime? What role does the soul play in it, illness?
Yeah. Oh, that's an outstanding question. Thank you for asking it, because, first of all, I kind of want to just very briefly say that there's really a difference between the soul and what we call spirit. In my world, spirit is that energy, that's that invisible part of who we are that literally communicates and interacts with all that exists long before our mind and body are aware of it. The soul is that essence inside of us. It's that blueprint, that matrix that is full of information, of things that we want to personally accomplish in life, but more importantly, what we want to do and accomplish in helping other people live their lives. It's that instinctive teacher coach in us that learns from our own mistakes or our own you know, wonderful positive experiences and shares it. So the soul itself.
Wow. Before you answer that, because you just did that distinction for me like I've never heard it, and I hear it now. So the spirit is the energy, and the soul is the encoded message with this energy called me. You know, so each one of us as spiritual beings, we have a coded information, coded message, and that's what the soul is. That's what you're saying?
It is. And, you know, that coded message starts to express itself very young in our life from the standpoint that maybe our coded message is that we want to refine our behavior or our interactions and relationships. Now, that can express itself in a lot of ways. But we are also gracious earth to be teachers, mentors, coaches with others and share from our own experiences. And when the mind, I said, is social. And it really wants to share what we've learned, and not with any expectations. That's the beauty of the soul. It just shares, and it gives somebody, you know, something that I've personally learned, and then they have free will to do with it whatever they would choose. And so the soul is, what I've come to realize is that soul is that perfect part of us that never cynical, never jaded. Every experience is literally just that. It's not good or bad. It just is. And it's just a part of the refinement and the process of who we are and in this lifetime and what we can help and bring to others. And then when we cross back over into light, we do the same thing. I realized from my near-death experience, we do the same thing in light that we do in our form. The only difference is we don't have the beauty of our human emotions to be able to enjoy it, nor do we have the physical senses where we can touch someone's skin and feel the softness of it, or, you know, smell someone, or to be able to experience this beautifulness of life. And that's what the soul is. The soul's never ill. It's never, again, wounded in any way. It's just, unfortunately, the human mind that's supposed to support the soul kind of goes a little awry and decides that it's going to drive the car instead of the soul. And here we go, bumbling and stumbling and taking these detours. So,
Wow. So the coded message, our duty, our responsibility is to be aware, become present to what that coded message is that the soul has to deliver on this planet.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you think about it, all of our experiences, if we could step outside of them in the emotionalism associated with it, if we stepped outside of our experiences, we would find a common theme. And, for example, my common theme that I've learned is to help people remember that you're more than just your physical experiences, that you have this incredible quality about you that is able to transcend and heal all experiences, but we can't do it if we're so trapped in our physicalness that we can't do it.
Yeah.
So that's my common theme. And, again, you know, that's always changing and growing and evolving. And do I remember that? Not all the time. Very human.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't care about that. Right now, I'm pissed. Okay.
It's kind of like, you know,
I don't care that we're spiritual beings.
Yeah, you know, why am I here? Hello, why am I here? Why did I come back? What am I supposed to do? You know, the same questions everybody asks themselves.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Exactly.
We're going to come. We're going to talk about reality. I understand I'm a spiritual being, but this is reality.
Exactly. Why don't the two look the same?
Oh God! I always said if God was a human being, if God was a man up in the cloud, God would have fell out of the cloud laughing so hard. It's like, oh, human beings, they crack me up.
There is truly a cosmic sense of humor. You are so right about that.
Yes. It's like reality. You don't even know what reality is. You can't handle reality.
It's merely an illusion in your mind.
Indeed. That's why you're having a challenge. So before we start scanning people, how does that, the work that you do when you're able to scan people's energy, real briefly, if you can tell, how does it work? What do you need from the client you're working with to be able to tap in and see where the blockage is or what's going on in their body?
First and foremost is that I just need a name, and that allows me to be able to connect with them. The other thing is that I'm a little bit different than other people that do intuitive work from the standpoint, since I'm dealing with a physical body, I always ask someone to give me a question. And the reason for that is I only have a brief time, whether it's an hour in my readings or like on the show, is just give me a direction you want to go. And then my job is to connect in a way that I can give you a big picture. A lot of times the energy will tell me what's going on in the body. It'll tell me the organs and glands. It'll tell me the emotional components of it. It'll let me know whether they're in a decision. So that's the beauty of the human energy system, or the spirit as we call it, is it's so rich with information. So that's what I really need, is I just need a first name and I just need a question.
Okay, let's take this question. I'm just looking at Barry's question. I'm going to go to Barry first, and it's bringing up so much in that. Okay. Let me take a breath. Let me ground myself here. Barry from Tennessee. Oh, Lord. Yeah, so Barry was deployed fifth time to Afghanistan, and you're suffering a head injury. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me on. I can tell you that in a nutshell, the fifth deployment in a Ranger division that I was in, attached to a supportive battalion, I feel on a 17-foot
ditch. Are you on a speakerphone or earpiece?
Actually, on my iPhone.
Okay.
iPhone kind of.
Do I need to take the earpiece off? Do you think?
Carol, can you hear him very well?
I can. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. So yeah, go ahead and the question.
Sorry about that. It's where I live in Tennessee, in the Cumberland Mountains, the Cumberland Plateau. A lot of times it's hit or miss with the signal, so I apologize about the clarity.
No problem.
Let me start cutting. At any rate, energized.
I've been breaking up now, actually. Now that I brought focus into it, it's like really breaking up. So.
Okay. What is this better?
That's much better.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, what I was saying was I have an overabundance amount of energy over the last week and a half. I'm filled with energy so intensely right now. I did have the head injury in Afghanistan, and I fell in a 17-foot ditch, and I just gotten through loosening my chin strap. And because it was 138 degrees and, you know, sand, of course, you know, rubs everything the wrong way. I just loosened my chin strap, so my cover slipped off to the left and exposed the right side of my head, hit my head, cracked an L5 and L7 as well, but hit my head, knocked me out for 3 days. I actually died twice, so I have a very similar, I have a connection with your guest, with you. In your situation back in you said 81, right?
That's correct.
I have a very, very, I feel a connection with you because there were two times where I was dead for about 2.5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And then after that, they sent me to Germany for 2 weeks and then they deemed me epileptic because they couldn't figure anything else out.
Right.
And I was having seizures. So that's ultimately what doctors go to.
Okay. So
that's kind of, in a nutshell, what happened with me as far as the injury. And I can see auras. Mm-hmm. Now, this has only been 2 years ago. So this is all brand new to me, and that's why I was calling in, because I need some guidance.
Right, sweetie. And first of all, thank you. And there is a kindredness. I need to tell you that when those of us who have crossed to the other side, there is an unspoken kindredness that we have this knowing that we're not sure what to do with it, but that is the kindredness that you and I have, is that we're able to connect with each other, not necessarily in the physical form, but connecting with each other in the fact that we were able to touch that higher vibration on the other side.
Yes,
ma'am. So thank you for that. So there are a couple of things, especially I'm going to take it multiple ways with you from the standpoint of what's going on with this kind of energy spike, and that's what it really feels like in me when
oh
I
goodness.
Catch your energy. From a physical standpoint, what this energy spike is being created from are two things. One is it's the cranial nerve, the vagus nerve number 10, that literally sits in the temple part of the brain, just right above the ears themselves. When we get overstimulated neurologically, those particular parts of the brain, those nerves that are as much of our central nervous system as anything else, actually become stimulated, and it creates this charge that runs down the spine and runs into that thoracic part, and that animates our heart, our lungs. It animates our stomach, and what it does is it's like getting a power surge, and it charges the physical functioning of the body to the point where it creates this hyperactivity around the nervous system. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is, as far as the seizures themselves, in many ways the doctors are accurate with the seizure itself, but the seizure is caused from this electrochemistry that changes because of the vagus nerve and the way it impacted your central nervous system. So when they said it was seizures and epilepsy, in many ways, they are accurate. But the reality of it is, hon, is that on the right side of your brain, right where I talked about in the temple area, any time you sleep on that part of the brain or there's any kind of pressure on that part of the brain, or you might hit the brain or you might turn wrong or something, you may find that you're going to naturally get this particular outcome. So that's the physical. The other part of it is, honey, the energy right now is so intense, so high vibration that I would remind you that you are a spiritual being in a physical body. And kind of what we were talking about before we started the questions is that right now the energy is very intense. It's very high frequency. Your focus should be on staying grounded. So if you have a mantra or a visualization, ground yourself in a way and watch that energy flow through the head, down the spine, down the split at the pelvic area, down through the low, the knees and the feet, and see yourself grounded. And that's going to be really important for you as well. The
yes,
other
ma'am.
Thing is you have a wonderful, actually you have a double guardian set of angels. That's another part of this. And one is to keep you grounded in your physical so you can do your spiritual work. The other one is to take care of your physical body. So right now where you are, be in your body. Let your body do what it needs to. This time is very energetic. These two angels, and you have a new one that's come in, that is trying to guide you in the direction that you want to go. Are you getting a ringing in your left ear? I keep picking up.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And actually, I'm getting. I'm shaking so badly right now with energy.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with my epilepsy.
Major. This is
I'm shaking
just
with
you and me, my love. This is just you and me at that higher frequency. So what you have is you have a new guide, a new wizard, we could call it that, or a seer that you're looking for. You've got questions that you've been answering. This particular guide that you brought into your field actually 15 days ago, so think back further, 15 days ago is going to give you the focus, the perception that you need for you to move into this next phase in your life. And that phase in your life is to be of service to others who have suffered a lot of what you have, who have seen a lot of the things, but it's for you to become a coach to them. So you may want to explore going in and seeing what is available in the VA hospitals, what is available, but to take your story, sweetie, and share what you've learned in a way that you can help them realize they're okay. This is it feels to me that your greatest gift will be dealing with others, soldiers, male and female, that have been that are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. That is your gift, my love.
Right, and can I say one thing real quick? And I know you have a lot of callers, but I feel like I have to get this out. I unfortunately right now I get zero from the VA because they messed up my paperwork when I got home. Imagine that. You know, I'm fighting it and have been ever since I got home, and I at least got my SSI disability, which helps my wife greatly because she's a teacher, and she's got 5 degrees, so she does okay as far as her income as a teacher, as much as she can. And you know, the last week and a half, like you said, almost 2 weeks back, there has been energy that has been flowing through the house, through me, and then out the other side.
Right.
And it has, and at first it scared the living, you know, what out of me.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they're not real subtle, honey. They don't realize about this humanness. They just come in.
Yeah, but for some reason they're hitting me, and they're making the hair stand up on my arms. They're making me feel like I need to move to a different place, but they still follow me, and they come through me, and then they go wherever they go. Now, you know, I do agree with you 100%, and that's why I was saying wow, as far as the leadership role, because I was increased in rank pretty quick because of my age. I joined when I was 27.
Yeah.
So I joined as a private first class, which is an E3, and I ended up as a staff sergeant, and I had 37 people under me.
Right.
So, you know, the leadership role is definitely there. I learned that through the service, but it, you know, with this is a completely different ballgame.
Right. Well, look at this, sweetie, that your role is to be able to be of service and help others through what you've learned. And And if you can, stay focused on that, then you'll be able to manage your energy. Your guides will be able to work with you the way that it's designed. And, honey, you'll be able to experience the satisfaction that comes from making a difference in people's lives. That's your theme. That's the reason you're here. That's why you've endured the things that you have, whether it's the near-death experiences, the trauma that you have. But it is to make a difference. And by being there, someone like myself that has a lot of education that isn't there, I can't speak with that vibration of compassion the way you can. You're a compassionate warrior. So take that compassionate warrior, direct it in a way to make people difference in people's lives. Take your leadership skills, and what you'll do is you'll start becoming comfortable in your skin, and you can measure your progress. And you know what? You're going to have a tremendous amount of success around it, honey. I just know that about you.
Very beautiful. What I need you to do, hold on.
Yep.
Some different things I want to share with you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for listening to your soul and being of service. Even if you know, some of them might say, how you did it the first time, I disagree. We don't care about this. It's the soul, and you definitely, you're here to serve. That's what I'm hearing. But I want to tell you this. In the chat room on Facebook, I have a friend of mine, Tammy, she said, can you please tell Barry for his, can you please thank Barry for his service to our country? I'm passionate about those who serve because of my son. So thank you for the work. The other thing for you, Barry, is if you hold on, we'll need to get your mailing address and email address because we're going to send you a copy of Carol's CD. And the other thing we're going to do, make sure you go to Carol's website. It's Carol Lightberger, RITBERGER.com. There are lots of information on there. She has her own show as well on Hay House Radio. So hold on. Don't hang up. And thank you for all you do. Thank you for saying yes to life, even while all this crazy energy is running through you.
It's like a tornado.
That's you. You said you're a warrior, of course. I mean, come on now. You're here to do big things. So welcome. Thank you. Oh, wow. Let's move on to Beth. Beth is calling from Spain. She's dealing with extreme fatigue. Beth, are you there?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's your question?
I do just get very, very, very tired, and I've been for several years trying out different diets and started off taking gluten out of my diet and then sugar and caffeine.
Whoa.
And I get to a point where I'm just hardly eating anything.
Okay, so you get to a point where, I think on Skype, you're calling from Spain. You get to a point where what?
Where, you cut so many things out of your diet, and I'm still, you know, really suffering from this fatigue. And I'm not really sure which way to take it. I mean, it is better when I take the sugar out, but sometimes it's really overwhelming.
Right,
okay.
Right. Well, hi. Thank you for letting me in your field.
Hi, Carol. Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, you are most welcome. The area for you, the diet changes that you've made give you little tiny hits of it working for you, but it doesn't have that sustainability. And one of the things is that what I would encourage you to focus on is focus on restabilizing your immune system. That's where the fatigue is really at the source. You feel like you've been exposed to Epstein-Barr virus. I can pick up about 17, maybe 16 and a half, 17 years old. You were extremely tired at that point also. There could have been a lot going on, but that was probably the virus that you're dealing with. And in that particular virus, when you get either stressed or the chemistry of your body changes or maybe foods aren't being utilized the way they need to, it's causing the immune system to overreact, and what you're getting is you're getting this perfect storm for this fatigue to come forward. So
you give me the name of that virus again?
Yes, it's called herpes, H-E-R-P-E-S virus. If you go to my website, www.reitberger.com, and go to teleclasses. I have some downloads, and there's a whole download on herpes virus. But that's what it is. Epstein-Barr is a herpes virus. And most of us that grace this earth have been exposed to a herpes virus, but it doesn't have the same impact for everyone. So focus on your immune system. I'll give you different ways to do that. Think of the immune system as being your protector. Anytime
right.
you eat anything that is your body deems as an allergy, whether it's true or not, you get inflammation. Inflammation, so what you're going to need to do, sweetie, is deal with your diet, change it, try something new, change it, try something new. The immune system, the spleen and the liver associated with it loves greens. The higher the chlorophyll, the better. Red fruits and vegetables, yellow fruits and vegetables, and orange fruits and vegetables. So it's that rainbow diet of the green, red, orange, and yellow foods that help the immune system.
Right.
And it also helps the liver as far as producing the red blood cells, so then you don't, you're not affected by anemia, which, by the way, sweetie, you do not have anemia. So,
no.
And then the other thing is there are supplements that you can use that can help with the immune system. The psychological part of the immune system is that when we're, Edgar Cayce, a great prophet that basically a medical intuitive didn't call himself that, says that we cannot stay angry with ourselves and remain healthy. So if there's something that's irritating you about you, and it may very well be that you can't get over this fatigue, and you dwell on that, what it does is it causes that immune system to not function as the way that it's designed to.
So what
I would do is I would look at eating as close to nature as possible. Right now, I would eat meat. You do need protein, but I would really minimize the amount of meat with fat because that throws your stomach off. And then what I do is look at some supplements. If you're going to do things like echinacea or milk thistle, any of those things, good. Do them short time. Don't do them forever. And then look at what is irritating you about you or your life, and then put together a process, sweetie, to start the change.
Right.
And then look
there.
And then Google herpes virus, and look at Epstein-Barr, and you'll see that there's a lot of fatigue symptoms associated with that, and that feels to me like what you're really dealing with.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's brilliant.
All right,
yes.
What I want you to do, hold on, don't hang up. We're going to take your details, and you will get a copy of Carol's CD as well. And so
brilliant.
Just stay online. All right.
Thank you
for calling in. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host. My guest is, I'm your host, Life Coach Ade. My guest is Carol Reitberger, and her website address is her last name, Reitberger, Reitberger.com. You can find a lot more information about her. She hosts a show, so you can just go, hopefully it's not doing what I'm doing my show. But it doesn't matter. There's no competition in spirit. You know, it's all about love. There's enough to go around. And, we're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. And we ask that you share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, and your enemies. It's important to share with your enemies because you realize when you share this love with them, you realize, oh, wait, I didn't have an enemy. I was just sharing it with my inner me. So we can all be at peace and everybody's happy. Well, Carol, let me say that we're going to take another call, but you're coming back. Okay.
Thank you.
I got to bring you back. There's so much I want to ask you. I love your energy. Everything is, the same. We can't hear it very well. I think it's Carol bringing all this wonderful energy, but we got to bring you back. You just got a beautiful soul.
You're very welcome.
Now, let me ask you this, because I want us to get to as many people as possible. Do you need the backstory, or you just need them to say what their question is? I mean, what would be a good way to speed this up? Someone be compassionate to what they're dealing with, but
get to the point. Yeah, one of the things is that sometimes it can go really quickly and other times it can't. So we'll just try to – one of the things that I want to do is I want to give people enough that they can hang on and they can act on.
Right.
But sometimes it's really quick.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I just know that everybody has a story, right?
I know. I try to get through them as quick as possible. You bet. And I do know this.
Yeah, so you do what you need to do. I just want to listen to this. We want to get to as many people as possible. All right, let's go to Laura from California, your neck of the woods. Laura, what's your question?
Hi. I've been having a lot of brain fog, I would call it. I just feel like I'm not firing on all cylinders, in my brain department.
That's funny.
It is humorous at times, but it's also quite bothersome. I was just diagnosed with a Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Yes.
And it feels like I'm trying to turn around a cruise ship. I'm got some spark in my eyes again. I'm feeling a little bit better.
Wow.
Is it related to that?
Absolutely.
And about how long do I have to, because I'm getting tired of feeling tired.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, sweetie, is that the things that you're doing are the right direction. How long does it take? Gosh, you know, I would love to say that it takes 10 days. Each body is different. And the only reason from that is that the Hashimoto's that you've been dealing with has been there for a long time, honey, all of the precursors to it.
Yeah.
So what usually kind of the rule of thumb that doctors will tell you and I will tell you is it usually will take 2 to 3 months to be able to get the real benefit of the medication that you're taking. Are you taking Synthroid?
It's something that starts with an L. It's not Synthroid,
though.
Oh,
okay, good. That's actually the latest new improved medication. Synthroid is very, very good. It seems to be slower in the way that the body works with it. Are you taking Levorxor, I think it is, or something like that?
Something like that, yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. That one actually takes a shorter period of time. That will help you with the brain fog significantly. Remember that Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disorder, sweetie. Your immune system attacked your thyroid. So while you're dealing with the thyroid with through your medication that's helping, you also want to do things that can help your liver detox the body the way it needs to in your immune system. Best thing you can do is rest. That is the best thing for the immune system, if that's an afternoon nap or whatever. And what that'll do is it will help your medication, help the thyroid do what it's supposed to do, and it can speed up the process.
Man, my body is so smart because that's all it wants to do.
Yes,
then,
it is.
My mind wants to, my monkey brain gets in there, oh, I should be doing this and I should be doing that.
Right. Well, that's the way that we're conditioned. But the reality of it, honey, is the best mechanism that the human body has for healing is rest. And when it says that it needs to rest, even when the monkey mind is going, in your particular case, honey, with what you're dealing with, it needs rest.
Yeah,
so
there's
whether
no stopping it.
Yeah. So if it's a 30-minute nap in the afternoon, because let me tell you what the benefit's going to be. First of all, your medication's going to start working more effectively. The next part is you're going to start getting that spark back even more, and then that brain fog is going to go away more quickly. So there's the benefits.
I have a second question also.
Well, actually, sorry, darling, we can't get, because we've got quite a few people holding. But what we'll do, because we can't get to your second question, how about us just giving you one of Carol's CDs? I think you can't turn that down. Yeah, you get a copy. Yeah, we just have a lot of people holding. We hold on, we'll get to you. We're going to send you a copy of Carol's CD. And for those who want to know, it is called Enlightenment, The Path to Personal Liberation. All right? So hold on, don't hang up. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. I have a nice, yummy, wonderful, inspirational question for Carol. It just got downloaded, but I think I need to defrag my brain because I can't remember what the question was. So I'm going to take a break. And I love Laura's attitude. You were talking about attitude, Carol, about, you know, just how attitudes make a difference. But her attitude to her challenges is it's just such a great sense of humor about it. Yeah, well, we're going to take a break and give Carol a chance to drink some water, connect, and hopefully the question I had earlier will come back to me. We're taking your calls? Well, we are taking your calls, but if you're calling, I don't know if we will get to you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a very quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Well, Jenny, you're an F word, and I am busy. Don't catch me off guard. Multitasking here. Work with me, Jenny. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at it on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're talking to Carol Reitberger. She's the author of Healing Happens With Your Help. And I just encourage you to get that book. In the book, Carol talks about different kind of health challenges and what it means. And I mean, there's so much in this book. She has other books as well. You can find that on her website. So let's go to some callers. The question never came back to me, so I guess I just trust the process. So let's go to Deborah in Atlanta. Hey, Deborah, how are you doing?
Hey, Ade. Hi, Carol. How are you, Ade? Thank you for having such tremendous guests on. It's amazing listening to your show.
Well, thank you, my friend. What's your question?
My question is, I've had this cough for over 20 years, and they say it's from allergies, but nothing seems to make it really go away. Is there something else about the cough that could help?
There is, hon. The cough itself is really begins in your small intestine, as strange as that sounds. Have you ever been tested for candida?
No, I haven't.
Candida is, it's literally a yeast fungus that is in our small intestine that is part of the dynamics of the digestive system itself. And when we get chemically out of balance, meaning that our pH becomes too acidic, this candida yeast itself actually starts an overgrowth process that can cause bloating. It can cause lower intestinal disorder or discomfort. It can also change the stool itself. But one of the things with candida is it also, honey, can go systemic. And the first place that it goes systemic is it goes into the chest areas, and that chest area can create allergens, pathogens, and the way that the body works with it. And then what it can do is it can then go systemic into the mouth. That can be in the form of a white buildup in the mouth or a metallic taste or thrush, as it's called. It can go into sinusitis, sinus infections, and it can even go into the brain that can cause a lot of headaches. So my sense is that as I'm touching your energy, is that in when they say that it's allergies, in a lot of ways that is accurate. But if you would go in and if you would look at the foods that you eat, and you can test ride this to see if it's accurate at all, what you can do is for 2 weeks get yourself all off of all sugar. I know it's a yucky thing to have to do, but all sugar. You'll want to minimize as much corn, fructose that you're eating and the things as well, if any processed foods. And what you'll want to do is get off of white flour, white rice. You don't feel like you're gluten intolerant, so you don't have to worry about that as I'm touching your energy. But my sense is if we could get that yeast in your small intestine back into balance by eating alkaline foods, fruits, vegetables, things that are naturally sweetened, lots of water, what we'd do is you'd probably start to see a benefit from the cough not being as active or not even coughing at all. That's what it feels like to me.
Awesome, awesome. And I've been thinking about, I've been working on doing more alkaline, as a matter of fact. I've been like driven to go in that direction. That's fantastic.
Yep, so that you ought to start seeing some benefit. Now, if you do, and then you go back on the foods, don't get discouraged. It's just that, you know, this cleansing can be done on a regular basis. But that's what it feels like. You don't have any distress in the lungs. I'm not picking up. You get inflammation in there. Again, that's because of the candida. But I'm not picking up that you have anything. I'm not picking up asthma or anything. So I think that it's really tied to that.
Awesome. What color is my aura?
Well, it changes. It's constantly dynamic. Right now you're in what I call, you have more of the golden yellow in your aura. And the reason that it feels to me that that's a predominant color, you're very curious. You love to learn. And usually when I'll see or I'll pick up that yellow and that golden yellow in particular, that golden yellow is saying that you want to be able to find the information you need to be able to rise above what you're dealing with and to be able to learn more and to learn more and more and more. So it's really that inner wisdom meeting that acquired intellect that you have.
That is awesome. Thank you so very much. That's so helpful. Thank
you are very
welcome.
Thank you.
And Deborah, we're going to send you a CD. Everybody that calls just gets a love and a blessing. You get to take Carol home with you. So we're going to send you a copy. We've got your information. Thank you, Deborah. Before I go to the next caller, Carol, I want to ask you this. Earlier you talked about how the soul has that information, that coded information for our life. What can we do on a daily basis to tap into that information, to be in alignment with our soul's purpose, soul's mission?
Boy, I just love you. You are just full of great questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So the best way we can know whether we're in alignment with our soul's intentions is really monitor our emotions. And it's very simple, and that's the exquisiteness of even how our body is. When you're doing things or you're engaged in experience that you feel positive or you feel uplifted or you don't feel negative emotions, then you're in alignment with your soul's intentions. When you start getting negative emotions, that's the, maybe it's frustration. What your soul, mind, body combination is saying to you is, whoops, wait a minute, you're getting a little bit off of course. Is it really your intentions or is it your conditioning? Anger tells us that something needs to change. Sadness tells us we need to get back to who we really are. So you can use your emotions to really monitor every activity, every experience, to say, is this in alignment with my soul and my purpose, or have I taken a detour? If I've taken a detour, what do I need to do to change?
So if we find ourselves in a situation when we say, that person just makes me angry, they got on my nerves, instead of getting mad at them, we can bless them, so connecting us with our soul to say, something needs to change. And
exactly.
It's not the person that got it. Got it. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's take another call. My guest is Carol Reitberger, and she's taking your calls, and we're moving through it as quick as we can. But, you know, everything is perfect. No rush. Let's go to Aisha in Atlanta, Georgia. Aisha in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello?
Hello?
Anybody home? No.
Hi.
There you are. Hi.
Can you hear me?
What's your question? Yes.
Hi, thank you for being here, and thank you for having me on, Ade.
You're welcome.
Dr. Reitberger, did I pronounce it properly?
Absolutely,
so,
thank you.
I did, thank you, I'm glad I did. My question is about my foot. I have these accessory navicular bones on both of my feet. As a child, I used to twist my ankle all the time, and they wanted to have them removed. And once they told me I had to lay down for 6 weeks, I said, they don't bother me anymore. So they're still here with me as an adult. And now I found that they're very sensitive, and it's almost like a reflex point that corresponds to different parts of my body. It's very strange. I've done lots of research on it, asked physicians about it, and they're like, hey, I don't know what's going on. If they bother you, cut them off. So I was wondering if you were picking up anything about these. I mean, I'm glad I never cut them off, because if my stomach is bothering me, I'll feel it there and can massage it, and it'll relieve whatever's going on in my body. So,
well, the first thing that you can do to help your ankles, the knees, the whole mechanism that's tied to the feet, is that you can revisit your shoes, sweetie. Your left foot, the arch itself feels like it's dropped a little bit. And what it's doing is you're favoring that change in your left foot with your right side of your body, both sides attached. So what you can do is revisit your shoes, maybe look at some gel inserts. You don't feel like you're using orthotics. Is that accurate?
No, just 4-inch heels.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. God bless your little heart for wearing 4-inch heels. I have shoe envy, honey, that women that can do that. So, but the most important thing is just think about the fact that whatever's going on in the left foot, your right side of the body's compensating for. Whatever's going on in the right side, your left side's compensating for.
Are you there?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is that look at it that way, but it feels like you need to do something with an arch, maybe a gel insert or something that's going to help take the pressure off of that left arch and that left heel. That's going to help you. The other thing is, go ahead.
I was just so I clarify because the phone broke up a little bit. So I'm putting more pressure or weight or physically something or spiritually something on my right side.
No, what you're doing is you're actually putting physically more pressure on your right side because your body, your mind is favoring the left side. So it's just something that we do, the body does, that we're not even consciously aware of. And if you could give that left arch right at the heel, where that arch forms at the heel, and the heel takes some pressure off of it, then that right side's not going to have to work as hard to keep you balanced. The next part of it is whenever our ankles are tight, those ligaments and the muscles in the ankles, the Achilles tendon gets tight, it causes the sacroiliac joint, our pelvic girdle, to get tight. So what that means is when your ankles are tight, you don't have the movement in your hips for your stride, that those muscles get tight, that goes up to your mid-back, and that's what's wrong with your shoulders, sweetie. So you have to, it's like that old song, you know, the knee bone's connected to the hip bone. That's very true. So what you can do very simply when you're sitting down is you can very gently flex your feet back, point the toes, flex them back and forth, rotate the right foot clockwise, rotate the left foot counterclockwise, keep those ankles free and moving and not getting tight, and then that's going to keep your pelvic girdle not tight, or you can stretch your lower back and your shoulders, and then your ankles will get loose, then you won't be putting the pressure on your feet, and then those spurs that you have will not be as bothersome. Once bone spurs are there, the reality is they're there. And so we have to learn to be able to work around them to be able to, you know, deal with it. But the most important thing is keep yourself balanced in your feet. Keep yourself moving in your muscles. That'll help you tremendously.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you, Aisha. Let's go to Mary Lee in Chicago. Mary Lee in Chicago, what's your question?
Well, first of all, let me say your show is fantastic, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Lee.
Oh, my question for Carol is, I keep going to the doctor and having blood tests because I keep having these little seizures, and they say there's nothing wrong. I keep getting the chills. I'm nervous. My voice changes. I get a rapid heartbeat, extreme fatigue, and swollen lymph nodes under my jaws, and they can't seem to find out what could possibly be wrong.
So, excuse me for the deep breath, but I'm trying to connect the dots for you. The reality is, honey, we've got a couple things. Actually, there's four things that are going on, so that's why I needed to take that deep breath with it, so it wasn't not to alarm you. Okay, so the first thing is that when was the last time you had your hormones checked, hon?
Oh, I have them checked all the time. They say there's nothing wrong. I've even had a biopsy for my thyroid.
Okay. Did they talk to you about your estrogen, progesterone at all at any point in time?
No.
Okay. There's a couple things. One is you feel like the estrogen, progesterone is out of balance. Let's see, where could we go? Let me think about where I could suggest you go with that. Have you tried cranial sacral work at all?
No.
Okay, you might want to consider cranial sacral work. That's going to help improve the cerebrospinal balance in your fluid balance in your brain. That will help. You can go online, look at cranial sacral, John Upledger, and then you can do some research and find some practitioners in your area. My sense that'll help you. That will help you with the cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve, which can cause the palpitations, the racing heart, a lot of the things you're dealing with. The thyroid itself is balancing, bouncing back and forth. If there isn't anything wrong with it, that's tied to the estrogen progesterone dynamics that are, is going on as well. I need to go back now. I'm going to go into the spine. Are you working with a chiropractor?
No.
If you decide to explore that, what you want to do is you want to work with someone that does non-force chiropractic, somebody that's basically going to just take the pressure off of the disc itself. And what that'll do is it will take the pressure off of the muscles, that'll take pressure off the disc, that'll take pressure off the spinal cord. I go in, and when I touch you, C7, which is probably, it's about 4 inches below where the neck and shoulders come together, you've got a little bit of an anomaly. It may be a little bit of arthritis there. There's an old injury probably somewhere that happened when you were 5 or 6 years old and hitting your head. It caused your skeleton to get off, so you've got that going on as well. So we've got hormones. We've got the thyroid that you that is bouncing around due to hormones. We've got the vagus nerve, and then we've got the spine itself. Quite frankly, they run blood tests to give you to get a baseline, to be sure that we don't have anything that's really going on from the standpoint of any kind of myoplasma infection or anything like that. My sense is that's what they were looking for.
Well, what causes those lymph nodes to become really hard and hurt so bad and my voice to change?
My sense is that has to do with the immune system. It's going to sound kind of woo-woo and kind of weird, but when that vagus nerve becomes really overstimulated, it can create a lot of havoc in the immune system itself. The lymph nodes swelling the way they are is not due to an infection. That's why I think they did the blood work for you. So it's not doing that. My sense is your voice changes because of the nervous system and the pressure that's on the nervous system within that cervical vertebrae 7, and it's actually 6 and 7. That's a plexus we have just above that that animates the vocal cords, animates the shoulder movements, the arm movements and things like that. So I think what we have is if you looked at cranial sacral, you explored chiropractic, non-force, then you would start finding some of the relief that you're looking for.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Well, you are welcome. The most important thing I want to emphasize, excuse me for jumping back in, but the most important thing is, sweetie, is that the dilemma is the doctors are dealing with the symptoms, which is the way they're trained. When they say there's nothing wrong with you, that is accurate from the way doctors look at things. We just need to go in and we need to just readjust you and get you, it's almost like recalibrating you, sweetie, back to a point hormonally in the nervous system with the cranial nerve and so forth that I think will help you.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll certainly look into this.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lee. And please hold on. We'll get your details as well and send you a copy of Carol's CD, Enlightenment, The Path to Personal Liberation. And all the other listeners, make sure you check out Carol's website. There's a lot of information on there. She's written about love and relationship, how personality affects your health, and just she covers it all. Let's take, hopefully we can squeeze in two. I don't know, but we'll see. Let's go to Donna in Montreal, Canada. Hey, Donna, what's your question?
Hi, Ade. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Great show. I'm loving it. Carol, I've had different episodes of depression and anxiety over my life, and I'm still wondering if I'm carrying it in my energy body.
You do, honey. You have that predisposition. And the reason I say it that way is that if you look at, actually it's on both on your mom and your dad's side. For some reason I picked up that your dad's mother actually had depression, so did his grandmother. So there's a genetic predisposition in you, sweetie, for neurotransmitter imbalances, serotonin and dopamine, which are primarily the function, the process that creates depression. So first I want to say that from the standpoint that by nature you're not depressed. I can pick that up about you. You have a very optimistic attitude. You get your little bottom out of bed every morning, you know, looking forward to whatever the day unfolds. But there is this chemical predisposition. So when the chemistry of your body gets off and it's due to stress and emotional distress, then that can cause this chemistry to change, which then can lead to depression. So in this particular process of what you're looking at is that when those times happen, look at what you can do either from a holistic standpoint, maybe some SAMI, maybe looking at some different herbs that you could use. Do you work with a naturopath, hon?
I have in the past. I'm not working with one presently.
Okay. Well, that's because you're good, aren't you?
I'm doing well right now. It's just
yes.
that I do feel that, I mean, I've looked into it deeply enough that I kind of understand it. I'm just wondering if it's going to be, you know, something I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life, which is, I don't know, that question is coming up. And it's funny that the show was there and I said, oh, I go, that's coincidence. But
yeah. Well, the reality of it is that, you know, not to be the bearer of bad news, but the good news of it is, that, yes, sweetie, because of what I'm picking up with this predisposition, it is something that is in your DNA. That doesn't mean that it has to take over. But when you ask me, is this something you're going to deal with the rest of your life, that predisposition, yes. The fact is that if you can understand that and you can do what you need to and you can manage the stress or you can, you have this big spiritual desire in you, honey. Do you want to write a book? I keep finding writing with you.
You and like 100 other people.
Okay, so I'm gonna be nag number 101, darling. You need to write. You need to write. That's how you heal. It is whether you journal, but you need to write. You've got some tremendous stories inside of you. Just take one little book. Do it maybe an ebook to begin with. That's only 40 to 50 pages. That's a walk in the park to you. Let that out, honey, because that's part of your healing. That's what will keep this predisposition for depression from coming into your life. It's just there. You don't have to get it. But you're getting this. I'm pushing you, honey. I'm nudging you. I'm kicking you in the high behind. You know,
yes,
I'm
joining you, Dr. Carol. I'm joining you to kick her in the behind. Right. Get it right. That's all right. Berger told you right. So, Donna, there you have it. She's marinated on that. Anything else you want to share, Carol?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Now, so I want to take a call, the last call we're going to get to because we want to go on a pair of right, Berger. If we have time, I want to talk about this predisposition thing because that's what the question was earlier, but I'd forgotten. So let's go to Tamara. She wants to know about Lyme disease, so keep it short.
Okay, I'll do my best. I've been sick my whole life. I got diagnosed with Lyme 5 years ago. I eat alkaline. I take supplements. I've done many, many treatments for the Lyme. And my body reached a point where it could not handle all the side effects of treating the Lyme. My fatigue is astronomical. I wondered if anything else I can do, and I wondered if this was some soul agreement I had to be ill my life and learn something.
Okay. Let's
so I try to make it fast.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
That was 53 years and 20 seconds right there.
All right. So one of the things, sweetie, is that I'm going to just say what comes forward.
Yes.
Is that your soul's work on this earth is to learn how to take suffering and turn it into something that can be a motivator. I know that sounds weird and woo-woo and strange, but if you look at your whole life, honey, your whole life has been around suffering.
Yes.
And what you've done is you've learned how to overcome it. You've learned how to live within it. You've learned how to transmute it. You've learned all of these wonderful things about it. Can you imagine the gift that you have to be able to help people recognize that we can't, we're not designed anatomically, spiritually, or soulfully to suffer? We can struggle but not suffer. So part of your question is this something that's your part of your agreement? Yes, it is. Is it something that you can work with to be able to minimize the amount of suffering? Absolutely. Your body came in a way that your immune system is your boogaboo. It's the part of you that always, when it gets out of sorts, you get out of sorts, stressed, tired, wrong foods, whatever, your body reacts this way.
Yes.
Lyme disease actually affects the immune system. It affects the central nervous system.
Yes.
We haven't got a magic bullet with it. I would love to say there is. The best thing you can do is every day manage every day food, rest, do your soul's work the way that it's designed. Transmute suffering, sweetie. You know how to do this.
Sometimes, yes. Yeah, I'm working with it.
Yes, you do. And the gift of that to me and to Addie and all of his listeners is you know how suffering feels. You know how suffering can rob you of life. You know what you've learned to do. Share that with us, sweetie.
In a formal way or just, I mean, I just do it very because of my energy level. Like if I see someone in the grocery store, I'll say something to lift their spirits and
that's
that
you.
Kind of thing.
That's
okay.
Your gift. That's your gift. And look, at you've done this on the show. You've helped me. You've helped Addie. You've helped all the listeners say that, you know, we can suffer, but we don't have to stay there. Let's pick ourselves up. Let's do these things. That's your gift. I mean, I would love to. You know, we would love to all be priestess and do this magnificent, you know, love, 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 but not all souls are as gifted or as compassionate as yours that came in to help us move beyond suffering. That's your work, and you do it exquisitely.
Okay, thank you. And there's, I'm just going to ask, is there any other fine-tuning or anything I can do to help physically my energy level so I can do more of it?
Yes, you love sound. You love the music. You love Tibetan bowls. You love tuning forks. Do you know anything about any of those?
A little bit. Yeah,
okay,
I like drums mostly. Drumming.
Yeah, drumming, rattles, those things. Vibration. Learn about vibrational medicine. That's where you're going to find your answers to heal yourself.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank
you're welcome
for fitting me in there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you. You're very welcome. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. I think my guest is Dr. Carol Lightberger. And what a lovely soul you are. I am so grateful for you, Dr. Carol, and just the work you do, the healing and supporting people to really be in alignment with their soul's mission, soul's purpose. Thank you. Anything you want to add or share with us before we release the show?
No, thank you. I just thank you so much for having me and for all of your listeners. And, you know, this is kind of a vibrational roller coaster we're on. So every day you're going to get on the ride. Just learn to enjoy it.
Indeed. Enjoy the ride. We're on it already. So, you're sitting on the ride.
Off.
Me and you came out. You dive in and say, woo, let's go to planet Earth.
Other side, you're still on the ride. You just can't enjoy it because you can't scream and yell and have a good time.
Oh, I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful. And what days on your show on Hay House Radio? You have a show on Hay House.
I do. My show, actually, the show is on Contact Talk Radio. I was on Hay House for a lot of years. So thank you for sharing that. Hay House has a wonderful radio program. I'm on every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Daylight Time, and that's on contacttalkradio.com.
Okay. Yes, so we can send my listeners over to you and send yours over to me because there's no
competition. Absolutely. That's the way it works. You're right. There's no competition. People that are vibrationally in tune with you and tune with me, we're all there, aren't we?
That is enough to go around. It's all about cooperation. And I thank you so much. I can't wait to have another, well, I can wait, like Louise Hay would say. You can't wait. You're just excited about it. So I'm excited to have another conversation with you. thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. Those of you that we didn't get to you, my apologies. And, you know, all is well. Trust the process. And actually, you know, there's a lot of people on there. But I want to tell you, if you listen to some of the callers, the ones that we did get to, there's the answer there. But if that doesn't work for you, say, no, that was not my question. I wanted to ask my own. Well, I'd definitely strongly recommend Healing Happens with Your Help. Because in the book, Carol breaks down, you know, different health challenge, what it means. Let's see, I think we're on page 182. I mean, it's just there, the spine. And all the information we need is right here. We just got to push the apply button. We got to apply it. We got to forgive. We got to let go. It's time to let go of everything that is not serving you anymore. Step into the truth of who you are. Know that you are here to deliver a gift. And your soul is going to keep tapping and saying, you have something to deliver. Don't worry about the pain. When you move, when you say yes, the pain will disappear. Your body says, I want to help. You need to slow down. Be still. Let's play a song and be right back to release the show. This is I Have Forgiven, because forgiveness is very, very important when it comes to healing. Let go of what's not serving you and embrace and become one with the truth of who you are. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We'll be right back. Forgiven, State of Man. To find out more about them, go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. State of Consciousness, stateofmanmusic.com. It's about forgiveness, about letting go. regardless of what's showing up in your physical body, you got to remember that you are a soul in the body. There's something within you that is so strong, so powerful. And how do you connect? You tap into your intuition. You become still and listen and doubt your doubt. Don't worry about what other people are saying. Get the information that you need to get, but connect with the intuition. Go within or go without. We have all we need. We're not here to suffer. We can create suffering by keep saying, this is happening to me. My parents were depressed. My parents had this disease. I was abused. Well, we have that choice. But you can also remember that in your soul, as Carol Wrightbrother shared with us, our soul has its coded message. Your soul is here to express itself. You are here to be part of the solution. You are here to bring healing in your own way. So are you here to write? Are you here to read? Are you here to dance? Are you here to sing? What are you here to give? Why did you show up on this planet? That is true healing, because health is our birthright. Joy is our birthright. And if we look to others to bring it to us, well, maybe they will for a certain time. After a while, they can take it away. But if you recognize that you are the joy that you're seeking, you are the love that you're seeking, you are the peace that you're seeking, then you get to be the generator of the peace, of the joy, of the love, and then you can really tap into source. And when you tap into the source resources you, and you have everything that you need. Now, it doesn't mean you won't be challenged. It's part of the journey. You know, we go through different seasons. Sometimes humans, not just the trees and nature, have seasons. You know, sometimes you maybe go through the fall season. You may be in your winter season right now, where everything seems dark and cold, and you think, no, but nothing beautiful. Everything is gray. But maybe you're in your spring season. Maybe in your summer season. Trust the process of life. Trust the process. You are so much more than your story. You're so much more than your emotions, than your thoughts. You are here to deliver your gift, and there's something you're here to give that people are waiting for. Don't let it die within you. Don't let it die within you. Thank you. Thank you all for all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, those of you that are listening to the archive right now, because when you listen to it, it will be right now. Thank you for sharing the show on the social networks and Twitter the show. And, of course, you definitely want to share this show with your enemy and your haters, because, you know, haters are just letting you recognize that, listen, there's nothing to hate. They just give me an opportunity to appreciate, an opportunity to be grateful. Because, you know, nothing comes to you unless you're a vibrational match to it. So when you see something that's out of whack, say, wait a minute, I am love. I love my body. I am grateful for this moment. I am grateful for this time called now. I am so much more than this challenge. And there is a lesson here. What is seeking to be birthed? What do I need to know? Don't give your power away. Embrace your power. Tap into your power. Greet your power. Take your power out on a date. Now, that's a new one. Take your power out on a date. Say, power, the power within me is just you and I today. We're going to hang out. I don't see my friends. I don't see my family members. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, just you and I. Let's go on a date. Go on a walk in the forest. Yeah, I think I'm going to take my power out. Oh, I love that. That was good. Wherever that came from, keep bringing it. It's time to release the show. Ah, life is good. I am so, so grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the beautiful people that I get to experience. Make sure you check out Dr. Carol Wrightbrother's website address. It's her last name, Wrightbrother, Wrightbrother.com. Real simple. Lots of information in there. Pick up I got a copy of this book, so. We're talking about healing. You need to pick up. Healing happens with your help. Understanding the hidden meaning behind illness. We're so much more. And the energy is changing. The vibration is speeding up. Don't complain. Claim your power and step into it. Let's see. I feel like playing another song. You know, it's been good. Music is healing. Sound. Dance if you can. Even if you're at work. Get up and dance in your cubicle. If you get fired, it's the universe saying there's something better waiting for you. Now, if you take that somewhere and say, he said I should dance and that day I got fired, I'm suing him. Guess what? You're only going to get what you have. What do I want to play? I'm feeling energetic now. I'm feeling real energetic. So, let's see. Let's see. Let's do standing in the light. Carol James. Okay. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'm getting ready to release the show. This is Cynthia Jane, standing in the light because you are, and the light is here in you. As you know, it's always important to be love because that's what you are. So just be the love. Don't look for it. Don't search for it. Don't go and attract it. Don't look for 10 steps to finding love. Just be the love. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back. Receive it. Don't say, oh, no, it's okay. I don't need it. No. Suck it in. Drink it up. Embrace it. This is Standing in the Light. To find out more about Cynthia James, her website address is cynthiajames.net. cynthiajames.net. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. I'll see you tomorrow. My guest is Ellie Mullen, and we're talking to the angels. We go inner space, and now we're going outer space into the ethers with Ellie Mullen tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. I don't have a clue what's going on with the music. Why can't we hear you? Let's try something else. Okay, we're standing in the light. Let's try another song. Maybe it's just the energy. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's do this. Oh, now it's getting louder. And I'm talking all over it. Well, you know, maybe I'll start from the beginning again. Let's see. Bear with me. Be patient. I want you to hear the words. Where is it? Let's try again. What's really going on? Brother Mercury, thank you for all the gifts that you bring us. We appreciate you. I'm not tripping. I'm trusting. Let's try it now. Yay. There's nothing we cannot do. I'm out of here for real this time. You're standing in the light. CynthiaJane.net. Peace and blessings.
You can't run. You sure can't hide. You down. You can't cheat or live those lies. Shadows must give way to the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is the rain is falling all around. Hold your head up high, take your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the
unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down. Lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down. Lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the
motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.